Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
Okay, maybe you can get your little keyboard out and do that part.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Now, when you're just going tinkle, 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 I can do that. Although, did I tell you, this is years ago now. But I actually kind of did that. One night, it was just, you know, mom was working.
Yeah.
Me and the boys are home. Both boys are home. This is years ago. I pull out the keyboard. Hadn't got, the keyboard had been, you know, totally ignored for who knows how long. I just decided on a lark to pull it out and sat down in the middle of the living room. Boys were in a TV room watching TV. And I just sat down in front of it and started doing stuff. Well, I don't know how, you know. But it was brilliant.
It
was incredible.
You got lucky. Yeah.
Nick comes out with his chin dragging on the floor. Could not. He had to be, you know, 12 years old or something. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe. And to be honest, and I acted like, well, what did you think? Of course, I was just as astonished as he was. It was incredible.
You just had to fight not letting it show.
It was incredible. I just somehow just got it right. It sounded well. And I was just doing like the jazzy tinkling around. I'd set up a little background beat and everything, you know, you can do on those keyboards. It was incredible. Nick thought I was like a genius. Amazing. Fun stuff. You know what? I want to diverge a little bit quickly from the laptop thing because, or the Ultrabook thing, because I want to address a couple of things that happened this last week that were pretty important. One of them was, and we talked about this last week, how Lenovo had put a Superfish malware on all their computers.
Mm. Yeah.
And big controversy. The CTO for Lenovo this last week apologized. They've got a malware. They've got a Superfish remover tool on the Lenovo.com website. You can go there and get rid of it. You can run things like malware, anti-malware, you know, malware bytes, anti-malware. You can run, you know, probably just about any antivirus will find it and remove it. But it's outrageous that it's included on the laptop. And it's the kind of thing that people, you know, the conspiracy theorists have been talking about for years, how the companies are doing this just so I have to pay them. And, you know, for years I've been telling them, no, they're not doing it on purpose. This is not, they don't have to. There's enough bad guys out there. They just don't need to do this. They don't have, they've got more business than they can handle already. Well, here's an example of where the Lenovo did it. Good news is they did come clean and did provide a fix for this, the Superfish removal tool at Lenovo.com. The other thing that happened and a big controversy and a hot topic in my travels throughout the week, you heard about the admission, and we did not talk about this last week. The news had just come out and we didn't get to it. Probably should have. That's why I'm trying to do this today. I want to make sure I really get to the important things that I want to make sure I update you on. The incredible controversy, the NSA piggybacking hard drive flash memory, the firmware in hard drives. Did you hear about this, Steve-O? They have been installing firmware trojans, I guess you would call it, on PC hard drives since like 2002. And this is not something that gets found by antivirus software. This is not something, it doesn't even get checked. It's an incredible admission, and it goes to what we've been talking about for the last few years, where the blurring of the lines between the bad guys and the good guys. Unfortunately, there's some things happening with the good guys that potentially are incredibly abusive, and you got to protect yourself. You got to try to protect yourself from those things, and how do you do it? It's very daunting right now. We don't know enough. The details aren't out to the degree that we can speak to exactly how it's done and exactly how to get rid of it. I mean, look, planting code in the firmware of your hard drive's controller is an incredibly high-level thing. And they've been doing this for apparently more than a decade. I got to give I got to give props to Kaspersky Labs in Russia. You know, Russia is sort of the bleeding edge of both the infections themselves and the antivirus expertise, as well as the bleeding edge of data recovery techniques and technology as well. Interesting how they've ended up kind of at the forefront of those techniques and those skills. But yeah, NSA with, I don't know what you do. You know, I was talking with a buddy of mine this last week, and yeah, I said the unfortunate reality is you protect yourself from what you can protect yourself from. You do what you can do within reason, and then you just let the chips fall where they may. I mean, there's literally nothing else you can do. As we have more information and as we can provide perhaps some tools to help you deal with these sorts of things, we will do so. But right now, we are significantly at the beck and call of these organizations, both criminal and governmental. And that leads to the next big story, the FCC taking over the internet in a ostensibly to prevent big corporations from abusing you. Now, the problem with this is, and I think what we have now that cannot be denied, fortunately or unfortunately, is our experience with Obamacare. And I think we've learned, now, there many of us have learned this decades ago, but it's easy to forget, and we get new populations that grow up and haven't had the experiences.
People are still stupid, yes, and need to learn, you're right.
And young skulls full of mush. But we've got a current situation with Obamacare that really should teach us what happens when this occurs. FCC's intentions, you cannot criticize. The intentions are wonderful. They want to prevent the government, the FCC takes over the internet to allow for internet freedom, which is just an ironic so ironic that it's just hard for me to even say with a straight face. I can tell you what's coming from this, and it may take a while. I mean, that, again, was a hot topic for me in my travels this week. Dave, what about this? What's this going to mean? You know, what do I do tomorrow? Well, the internet isn't going to change tomorrow, and that's actually part of the problem. Just like Obamacare, what happens is it just gets phased in and it gets worse over time. And so we tend to not mind it quite so much, as bad as it is. Phased in over 2, 3, 4 years. Long term, it's a very bad outlook. And I believe that what's ultimately going to happen is you're going to see some pretty aggressive taxation. It is impossible for governments to get involved in a market without taxing it. Name one. If you disagree, you name one. You tell me one. You tell me where there's government involvement and there are not fees or taxes. One. Just one. You're going to find that there were going to be some pretty aggressive taxes on internet access. And what they're going to do is they're going to say they have to do it because they have to provide this service. And the service cannot be provided for free.
Right.
We're protecting you from the evil corporate demons. And we deserve to make a living at it. Mm-hmm. How can you so unreasonably resist that? We're doing you a favor.
And the only difference is that you won't really have any retaliation against us if we do something that you don't like. If you don't like this control that we are
well, see, ultimately,
on this,
that's the decision.
You have no recourse.
Ultimately, that is the point. You get screwed by Comcast, you can make another decision. And there are people doing it right now, every day. You get screwed by the feds, too bad. Ask the 800,000 people that got the wrong forms for their tax credit stuff for Obamacare. And I'll tell you, they say the number is 800,000. That's what they admit. I'll bet you it's double. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Your calls at 866-821-8255. We'll get back to some of those interesting ultrabooks after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.